一个法义啊，很高兴大家今天又来继续听讲。
One of the reasons I decided to talk on this topic is that I've noticed that a lot of people who are actually serious about Buddhism and so on, they just don't want to talk about this. It's kind of odd and not easily accessible, but it is very, very important. And also, I don't think, you know, once you put in a little effort to understand what they're talking about, it actually makes perfect sense. It's very logical. And it is very fundamental to Buddhism.
许多讲经的人或是讲佛法的一些学者不太愿意讲这个题目，因为并不是那么好讲。可是如果你仔细的做进一步的研究的话，你可以看得出来，它其中是很合逻辑，而且不是那么难讲的一个课题。
All right. Now, what this teaching basically gives the Buddhist answer to the basic question of why are things the way they are? Why is this happening now? That basic question, which comes up in everybody's life all the time. This teaching gives the Buddhist answer to that question.
十二因缘所要回答的就是一个问题，什么问题呢？就是说这世间的一切事情到底是怎么形成的。
Okay, now there are a couple of important concepts to remember to understand this. The first is called cause and consequence. That's usually referred to as cause and consequence. Now this is basic cause and effect, and it's taught in relation to the law of karma, okay? A part of the Buddhist answer to the basic question, why are things the way they are, is the law of karma. As most of you, if you've got any experience with Buddhism at all, you know a little bit about the law of karma. Now, in the original sutras, the Buddha says over and over again, you'll see these statements, this exists,Because that exists. This ceases to exist because that ceases to exist. Very simple little statements about a sort of causal relationship. This is here, it's the cause, and here's the consequence over here. Okay, if the cause goes away, the consequence goes away too.
那这是因缘呢？里面包含了两个非常基本的观念，一个就是因果的观念。在许多原始佛教的这些经里面呢，你可以看到他提到很多这个因果的道理，就是说因为这个有，所以这个发生了，因为这个没有了，所以这个就消失了。所以在原始佛教法那个一些教里面，你可以看到很多就提到这个因果的观念。那这个因果的观念又跟我们衍生下来的所谓的业有密切的关系。
All right, now that's a very important idea, but it's actually just a beginning, a sort of preliminary statement of what Buddhism really teaches in this respect. If you think about it, if you think about your own life, you realize that almost anything that exists becauseA tremendous number of various conditions have been met in order for it to exist. I've talked last time a little bit about, like, you know, think of everything that had to happen before a book exists. You know, once you start thinking about it, you realize it just goes on and on. The list is enormous. All the raw materials have to have been created and taken. They have to make the paper. They have to make the ink. They have to get an author who's willing to write it. That author has to have gone through enough experiences and education in order to be able to write it. So all of those conditions have to be met. You notice when you start thinking about things in this way that it's really almost an infinite web of causes that come together to create anything that exists. Now, this is the very famous concept in Buddhism. You've heard the phrase causes and conditions. Okay, this is the real answer to the question, why are things the way they are? They are that way because causes and conditions have come together in order to cause things to be the way they are.
另外一个非常重要的这个基本观念呢，就是因缘的观念。那上个礼拜我也用书作为例子跟大家解释这个因缘的这个观念。因缘的观念，基本上就是告诉我们一件事物的发生是必须要许多许多的辅助因缘存在下才可能发生的。比如说这本书，要有这本书拿到你在手上。 必须要有很多很多辅助的条件存在，比如说一棵树必须要长出来，那这个要有作者必须要想到要写这本书啊，这种种种加起来，这简直是等于是说无数无量的一些辅助的因缘必须要存在，那这本书才会到你的手上。所以这个是就是因缘的。 一个基本的观念，一件事情发生，必须要有许多许多辅助的因缘存在。All right,
now the strong form of this in the Mahayana tradition, you will hear people talk about the interconnectedness of all existence. Interconnectedness of all existence. You think about it, when you start thinking about everything that had to happen before this book exists, this web of causation just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's a sort of indication from the Mahayana point of view that this book is an expression of the entire cosmos, as is everything else. So you will hear if you read teachings by the Chan masters and so on, they will, you know, pick up a blade of grass and say, the entire universe is right on the tip of this blade of grass. Right on the tip, the entire universe. They're referring there to this idea that everything is interconnected.
另外一个观念是讲的就是互相相连的一种道理，这世间的所有事、所有的人事物、所有的这个法尘都是息息相连的。那常常。 在看书的时候呢，可以看到一些禅宗的法师们提到这个，就比如说这个草，这一根草的这个尖端，就包含了整个宇宙。这个道理就是在说，因为世间的所有一切，不管多微小，它都是息息跟其他的宇宙世界都相连的。
All right, now I want to quickly go reiterate or go repeat what I said last time a little bit about how causes and conditions fit into the basic Buddhist teachings, the most important teachings. I really want you to understand how important this is. If you want to understand what Buddhism is, you have to understand this idea of causes and conditions, conditioned arising. Now, you've probably heard of the Four Noble Truths. I didn't write them up here, but if you know anything at all about Buddhism, you've heard of the Four Noble Truths. The first teaching of the Buddha said in the first truth, there is suffering in the world. There's this unsatisfactoriness about things. Life isn't exactly what we'd like it to be. But what's the second truth? The second truth is the cause of that situation. What is the cause that creates this world that is not always what we want it to be? Well, this is the cause. Okay? Ultimately, that's what this is about. So if you want to know why the world is the way it is, if you want to know why we have suffering in the world, you need to understand this.
另外要强调一点，这个十二因缘非常的重要。 这个讲十二因缘呢，必须大家要有基本的一种了解。第一地就是苦，苦地，苦就是说世间的所有一切，都是让你感觉不是很满意的，这个就是苦。那第二个圣地呢，就是集，集的意思就是说，是造成我们苦的一些原因啊。 那要了解这个为什么世间是苦，为什么会造成苦，这些原因呢，就必须要对十二因缘有很深入的了解。
All right, now this teaching tells us that what the cause is pretty quickly, pretty easily. Part of the cause, if you read Shifu's book on the Four Noble Truths, the Setting in Motion Madonna Wheel, the two big concepts you need to know are karma, which we talked about already a little bit, and this other concept of vexations or kleshas. These are a type of mental affliction that arises in us when we experience things in the world. They can be things that we like too much, we have a craving for something, or we hate and want to push away, basically.
另外两个特别重要的观念必须要了解的，第一个就是业的观念，第二个是苦的观念。那这业和苦呢，都是基本上的解释我们身心就是心理上所引起的所启发的一些活动。那怎么样的一种活动呢，是对喜欢的特别想去追求，然后要保留它，对不喜欢的就要把它去除掉，这样子的一种这种心态的一种活动就是造成我们苦的原因。
Alright, now where does it all start? Well, it starts with ignorance. Usually the way this works is the first of the 12 links is ignorance. That means fundamental ignoranceA fundamental misunderstanding about the way things really are. That is, in the Buddhist view, the ultimate source of all of our suffering. We don't understand the way the universe really is. And therefore, we make mistakes as we go through the world. We just, you know, it's just because we don't get it yet.Okay, it's not because of some original sin like the Christians believe in and so on. It's nothing like that. It's just we're not smart yet. We haven't really figured out the way things work, so we make mistakes.
十二因缘的第一个所提到的是无明。这个无明呢，是所有这个等于是说所有这个苦的这个根本。那为什么解释呢？他是这样说的，因为我们对真相不了解，因为不了解，所以就是无明。因为我们无明，所谓无明呢，就是对于真理不了解，因为不了解呢，所以造了一些种种的让我们苦的一些行为，或是一些心态的一些观念。所以因为是这样子，所以这个无明呢，是十二因缘里面提到的第一个。那这个无明的观念呢，跟一般宗教所提到的原始就是原罪的这个观念不同。因为这个我们这个佛家讲的无明是说，因为我们对真理不了解，那所以才造成了我们对苦造成了种种的苦还有业。
Alright, now this ignorance, you can see how the wheel works. The ignorance leads to action or karma,as it's sometimes translated, but that's where you're making the mistakes. You're born with this ignorance, you don't really understand things. So what happens? You go out into the world and you start doing things like everybody else, but those things that you do are not necessarily as smart as they might be. As a result, you start developing karma, okay? When every action that you take has some kind of karmic consequences. It can be good or badOkay, but karma, you're developing your karma in the second of the links, and that's all happening because of, what underlies it all is the ignorance, the fact that you don't really understand, and so you're confused and you make mistakes.
因为无明，第二说的就是行。那这行呢，就是因为我们就因为无明，所以我们做了一些种种这些行为呢，所以就会受到业报。那不管是做的是善行或者是恶行，它都会有业的产生。那因为是这样子，因为我们对真理的不了解，所以就出去做一些让我们受报的一些行为。所以第二个环就是行，也就是说 所造的种种的这些行为就会有这种业的一直产生。
Alright, so what are we ignorant of? Now I'm doing this on purpose because what we're ignorant of, it could be said, what we're ignorant of is the 12 links of conditioned arising. We don't understand how this wheel works. That's why we make mistakes, okay? Now it's also, and there's another very famous teaching, the other of the big three teachings in the initial Buddhism, the original Buddhism, is the three seals of the Dharma, or the three characteristics of phenomena. We're not aware of that either. We don't understand that. That leads us to make mistakes. That's what the ignorance is all about. Talk about what that is in a second.
就讲到无明，到底我们是对什么无明呢？第一个要提的就是我们对这个十二因缘，非常的不了解啊，这个是第一个无明。第二个是对佛讲的这个三法印的道理不了解啊，这就是无明，就是对这两个不了解不清楚。
Okay, now the three Dharma seals.The three characteristics of all phenomena. That's the teaching in which Buddhism tells you what you can expect from everything that you experience. Well, there are two things that you can expect right off the top. The first two are, those experiences are impermanent, not permanent. You have to come to grips with that and accept it. Learn how to live your life in a positive way, even though the things you love and the people you love and even the life you live, you, your very self, are impermanent.
那三法印呢会教我们提到让我们了解第一个道理，就是无常的观念。那无常是解释是说，我们对于世间所有事情，所有人事物，我们所接触到的，包括我们自己本身生命一切的所有现象都是暂时存在的，而不是永久存在的，而且是无时无刻在改变的。这个观念呢，必须要有必须要深深的进入到自己的这个脑田当中。这样子的话，对事情，我们所接触的好的事情，我们不会想要去永远的去保留它，而不让它不改变。那坏的事情呢，我们也知道这也只是暂时的，到时候它会改变的。所以这个无明的观念必须要深深地地的深深的扎根在自己的脑田里面。
Alright, the second of the three characteristics of all phenomena is all phenomena have no self, as it's usually translated. This one is a little confusing. You have to understand what's really meant here or you can get misled. Phenomena do not have a self. It doesn't mean that phenomena don't exist at all, although it sounds like it does mean that. This is one of the translations of Buddhist terms into English that is a little bit misleading just because there isn't a good English word to really say exactly what the Buddhist concept is. I mean, you know, the Buddha did not speak English. He did not try to express his ideas in English. He had other languages that do express the ideas very adequately, but when you try to shift into English, it doesn't always work that well. Now, what is meant by this, in terms of this no self thing, is no permanent self, and no self that is subject, that is separate and distinct from the rest of the universe. That means no self that is not subject to causes and conditions. That's what it comes down to.
第二个三法印里面提到的就是无我的观念。那无我的观念呢，这个因为这个语言的关系，无我这个所翻译成的所谓的英文所说的 no self 或是中文无我，可能会让一般人有误解的观念。这个无我并不表示我不存在，而是说没有一个永恒不变的一个我所以因为是这样子，所以是无我。那为什么无我呢？ 我是因为这个我呢是必须要是跟这个因缘法要相习是跟因缘法相契合的，因缘存在所以就会发生，因缘不存在就会熄灭，所以这个是因为是这样子，所以这个是这样子解释无我。那因为佛陀当时讲这个无我观念的时候，他并不是用英文讲的，所以这个英文的这个翻译出来的这个名词呢，可能会跟佛陀当时的这个语言呢会有一些出入。那大家要了解的这个无我的观念呢，很重要的就是说，对于世间一切一切的这个法都是暂时存在，我们有这个永恒不变的现象存在的，所以叫它是无我。
Alright, so two of the characteristics of everything we experience are impermanent, and they don't have a self that is separate and distinct and not subject to causes and conditions. They don't have another way that this is phrased sometimes is to say they don't have an existence from their own side. There's not, if you break down this book, there's notSomewhere in there, some essence of bookness that is separate and distinct from everything else. Essences like that don't exist in Buddhism. Yes? Nothing is what? I don't know. No, it's not separate and unchanging and.By separate, I mean distinct from everything else. Remember, I said that the ultimate teaching of Buddhism, when we think about this book, everything that had to go into this, is a sort of interconnectedness. Everything's interconnected. That means you don't have an essence that's not connected to everything else, right? It's saying the same thing, okay, from slightly different angles, okay? Now, unique just means...unlike anything else. That could happen. There's no other book, well, there are other copies of this book, but, you know, if you just, this is the only book I know of that reads exactly the way this one does, because this is what Shifu wrote, and it's copyrighted and all that, you know. I mean, so in a sense, this is a unique book in that sense, though there are many different copies of it, but, you know, you understand what I'm saying. I mean, you know, the Mona Lisa that's in the Louvre in Paris is unique in that sense. There's no other painting that's just like it, right? And that's the only one, right? But there's nothing in the Mona Lisa that is not subject to causes and conditions. Okay? The Mona Lisa is connected into the web of being just as everything else is.
刚刚那位女士问的就是说，所谓的没有这个永恒不变的一个自我存在，是不是说就是很特有它的一个特性？那这个特性跟这个无我的这个观念是不一样的哈，因为你举例说这个书是很特有它这个特性，因为这是师父写的书。那有它的这个版权所以它这有它这种种的这种一点一点的这种特性，或者是说那个蒙娜丽莎这幅画也是非常有特性的，因为只有这一幅。然后呢刚刚讲的所谓的无我的观念呢，是说没有一个特别我没有一样在没有永恒不变的这个性质存在的。那就是说这本书呢，它是因为因缘合所以今天有这本书存在，可是因缘如果不合的话，那这本书就会消失。同样的道理，蒙娜丽莎这幅画是因为现在因缘合允许这幅画存在，所以你可以看得到这幅画，而现在还在那里。可是经过如果这个因缘合让它就是说不存在的这个因缘都具足了，那这幅画就会不存在。所以今天我们所讲到的这个无我的观念呢，是息息的跟这个因缘法息息相关的，就是说世间的所有一切人事物必须都是要遵照是这个因缘法才会运作的因缘合就会发生，因缘不合就会消灭。
This is a unique concept that I think is pretty much unique to Buddhism, among the big religions. Many religions, as you all know, posit the existence of certain things that are separate and distinct from the rest of the universe, and that aren't affected by changes that occur in the universe. I mean, the big examples are God. You know, if in the Judeo-Christian, and I believe this is true of Islam too, the idea of a creator deity who has created everything, and in that sense is not subject to causes and conditions in the way everything else is. You know, we have this God. He's different from us running around down here. Also, they generally posit a soul, a kind of soul, which is also unaffected by causes and conditions. You know, your immortal soul, as the Christians refer to it. I have tremendous respect for that, but that's not Buddhism. Okay, one of the things about Buddhism is that they don't talk about the soul that way, as being not subject to causes and conditions. And we don't have this creator deity concept either, of a god that's separate from everything else and created everything else.
先讲到这无我的观念呢，是佛教里面特别特殊的、非常特殊的一个教义。对于其他的宗教来讲，比如说，一神教，他们所提出来就是所谓的有一个创造宇宙的这个神。那这个神呢，就是跟一般的这些众生是不一样的。这个神呢是永恒不变，而且一直都存在的。那第二个观念呢，就是这种灵魂的观念啊，提出来的，就是说这个灵魂呢是永恒存在的，也不会改变的。可是对于佛教来讲，我们是不同意这些观念。佛教的观念是一切因缘法，一切都要遵照因缘法的原则，因缘合才会合，因缘灭就会消失。所以这个观念，也就是跟这个无我这个观念非常契合的这个因缘法呢，是佛教特别非常有就是非常特殊的一个教义。
Okay, now the third of the three characteristics of all phenomena you should understand is it can be phrased in two different ways. It's sometimes in the original, it's all say it's suffering. Everything you experience in the world is dukkha, is the Sanskrit word, usually translated as suffering in English. That's another one of the translations that's somewhat misleading, okay, because it makes you think that they're trying to say that every minute of every day is horrible and you're always having a bad time and you might as well be having root canal every minute, right? And then most of us, when we think about our own lives, most of us, we my life's not that bad, right? Doesn't seem to be that bad. I have, every now and then I actually have fun, you know, isn't that right? Sure, of course. So, but those fun experiences, I mean, the idea of dukkha is that even the good things in life are ultimately not fully satisfactory. There's something missing, okay, in the way that we feel about it. Now, why is that? Well, the answer is because we don't understand this, and we don't live our lives in the spirit that this advises us to live our lives in. Now, you can say the third of the three seals is also sometimes referred to as nirvana. You can say it's dukkha nirvana. I should have written this up, but the third characteristic is dukkha if you don't understand, but it can be nirvana if you do understand. Okay? Buddhism is very positive. All of these problems can be overcome. The way to do it is to understand how things actually operate better and start living in accordance with that, and your life can really be transformed.
So you're saying consciousness is suffering?
Consciousness is...
You said the third, or you're just talking about the third seal now?
I'm talking about the third seal. Okay. Yeah, sorry. No.
第三个三法印呢提到的这个观念就是苦的观念那这个苦呢通常一般来讲一听到这个道理他会有一种反应就是说我不觉得我的生命很苦啊我有的时候还过得还蛮愉快的哈可是这个佛法里面所提到的苦呢他是讲就是说他这个就是说不管你是现在快乐 是现在可以感受到就你觉得生活还不错可是最根本的这个你会有一种让你觉得总是不太满意的这种现象就这个这世间的一切现象它是一种最根本的一种不满意对世间的种种的人事物 有一种不满意的一种现象，一种怎么讲苦？这个佛家里面讲的苦呢，是解释是说，不管你的这个人事物，你所面临的一些人事物，只是暂时的快乐，可是它总是会消灭的。所以因为是这样子，就是没有一种是一直。一种让你感觉是一直都快乐的一种现象，所以那为什么会有苦呢？主要就是因为我们生活在我们在日常生活中呢，没有把十二因缘的道理活出来，也没有对十二因缘的道理呢非常的根深蒂固的了解，接受，用在日常生活上，所以我们呢，我们就会有这种苦这种经验。 那这个苦呢，如果我们能够依照这个十二因缘的这个道理这样放在日常生活上呢，我们就会离苦，变成就好像生活在这个极乐里面，所以这个苦它的另一面就是极乐，那这另一面的道理呢，就是说我们能够运用在十二因缘的这些因缘法。 在我们的日常生活中，那我们就会对任何的事、任何的人事物呢面临的时候呢，我们就会知道怎么处理它，而不会有这个苦的这个造苦的这个业产生。这样子，所以佛法所教我们的都是一个很积极的，怎么样去让我们转苦得乐的一些方法。
All right. Now, if so, if you can accept the first two seals, things are impermanent and things don't have a separate essence of some sort that's not subject to causes and conditions. You can accept those two things. You will have a happy life. You will have nirvana. If, to the extent you can't accept those things, you're going to have a little bit of dissatisfaction. Why? Because those things are true. Are you going to accept reality or aren't you? It's very straightforward. Okay. Now, those two concepts, the impermanence and the no-self, if you put them together, you have one of the other most important concepts in Buddhism, especially in Mahayana Buddhism, like the style we practice here, and that's the concept of emptiness, as it's called in English. That's shunyata in Sanskrit. Also a difficult word in terms of the translation. Doesn't really give exactly the right impression, but I don't know a better one. You know, I don't know a better English word to use. So, and everybody uses that. So just understand that when people talk about the emptiness of things, it's a term of art, as lawyers would say, in Buddhist discussion. It means something specific that you have to really try to figure, you have to come to understand. And that's not exactly what the dictionary would tell you the English language word emptiness means. So what does it mean? It means impermanent, not permanent, and not separate and distinct from everything else. So this book is shunyata. Okay, that's the teaching. This book is shunyata. What does that mean? This book is not permanent, and this book does not have some essence that's not affected by causes and conditions. Okay? Now, just to make sure you understand, here I have a cup. Two cups. One cup has water in it now, and the other cup doesn't have water in it. Which cup is empty in the Buddhist? They're both empty. That's right. They're both shunyata. Okay? If you're just talking using English language definition of the word emptiness, and then you would say, well, this is the empty one, and this one's got water in it, right? But that's not what the term means in Buddhism. What it means is not permanent and not having an essence, and that's true of both of these.
And the water.
It's true of the water. It's true of every phenomenon. Every phenomenon. Okay? That's the teaching. Alright, so it can be confusing. You know, the language can be confusing, but it's actually not that difficult a concept once you you have to contemplate it. Think about it. Try to, you know, step back and think about what's going on in your life in this context. That's a good practice. Contemplation.
那怎么样能够让我们离苦能够走到结论呢？那就是能够真正的做到这个，了解到这个无常跟无我的道理，同时呢运用在日常生活上，能够，如果我们能够这样子的话呢，我们就对这个佛讲的这个佛家讲的这个空性我们就会跟佛家讲的空性相应。那如果能够跟空性相应的话呢，那就能够离苦得乐。那到这个空，现在讲到这个空这个字呢，在因为是语言的关系，所以也会让人家有一些误解。所以要空并不表示说什么都没有，而是说是世间所有的一切法都是无常，都是没有一个所谓永恒不变的这个我存在的，是因为这样子，所以佛家讲空。那现在用一个例子来解释，我现在有两个空的杯子，我现在倒了一杯水倒在一个杯子里面，那我想请问你们，这两个杯子哪一个是空的？
All right.
那刚刚解释，刚刚你的回答就是说都是空的，那就是对了。那因为世间所有一切的我们所接触的人事法都是空的，因为它就是都是无常，而且没有一个永恒不变的自我在存在的。所以因为是无常，因为是无我，所以是空的。
All right. I should tell you, I don't want to go into it now. The word emptiness is sometimes used in Buddhist discussion in different contexts to mean somewhat different things from what I just described. But the most important usage, the most important meaning of the word emptiness is what I've been telling you. It's like a combination of the impermanence and the no-self. And it's a reference to phenomenon. You know, what are phenomena like? Well, they are empty. They are shunyata. Okay? Now that's the famous teaching from the Heart Sutra. Some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with it. You know, the very beginning of the Heart Sutra, when the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara was coursing in the deep Prajnaparamita, he perceived that all five skandhas, which means all the phenomena that a human being experiences, all five skandhas are shunyata, are empty. And what happened when he perceived that? He transcended all suffering, thereby transcending all suffering. So it's another way of presenting the basic idea of the three seals of the Dharma. If you can live your life in the spirit of this shunyata nature of things, you won't suffer.
这个观念哈，在有很多不同的这个法派，有很多不同的解释。 那基本上呢，我希望大家能够就是简单的来说，最容易了解的就是牢牢的抓住这个无常和无我啊这两个观念。因为你如果真的能够真的能够深入的了解无常跟无我，对一切世间法啊都看就知道它都是无常跟无我的话呢，那你就能够对于这个空性有基本上的了解。而且呢，在这个心经上第一段就讲到这个空的这个道理，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。就是因为照见五蕴皆空，所以这个度这个苦一切这个都度掉了。这就是离苦得乐的一个离苦得乐，怎么样能够让我们离苦得乐。所以今天如果大家能够生活日常生活当中呢，能够把这个无常跟无我的这个观念还有这个精神完全活出来，这样子的话你就真正的能够离苦得乐。
Alright, I mentioned this last time, but this book, Shifu's book, Orthodox Chinese Buddhism, a great book, answers a whole lot of questions. You can use it as a reference when you have a question about something. You can, quite often, you might be able to find the answer in that book. But in here, Shifu does say the highest truth of Buddhism, the highest truth of Buddhism is the shunyata nature of the self and of phenomena. If you've really understood those ideas and can really live life in that spirit, that is the highest truth of Buddhism, according to Shifu right here.
上次我也提到了这个师父写的正信佛教，正信的佛教里面呢所提到了无常跟无我是佛法里最高深的真理。
Okay. Now, so what have I said? Okay, I'm just, once again, this is so important I can't overestimate, emphasize it. You've already seen it. It's intrinsic in the Four Noble Truths because this is the cause of suffering. Once you know the cause of suffering, according to the Four Noble Truths, you can cause suffering to cease, cessation of suffering. But this is what you got to learn in order to do that. It's also inherent in the three seals of the Dharma, which is the other of the biggest basic teachings. Well, what are phenomena really like? Well, phenomena are really empty. They have no, they're impermanent, they don't have any real self. If you can't hear any permanent self separate from this, separate from causes and conditions. Nothing is separate from causes and conditions. That's what no self means. Understand that, and you're on the road. Just as in the Four Noble Truths, you're on the road to being able to experience life without suffering. Now those three teachings, well, this is in Shifu's book on this, I mean, you know, in the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, the first thing is right view. Right? First thing you want to do in order to get on the Buddhist path is understand. You want to have right views, right understanding. Well, the three things that you need to understand, that you really want to understand, are the Four Noble Truths, the three seals of the Dharma, and this, causes and conditions. Okay? So this is right up there at the very top of the teachings in terms of importance. And if you understand these things, then you will understand emptiness, because that's inherent in this.
这个在强调的就是说，如果大家真的希望能够离苦得乐的话，必须对于四圣谛、还有三法印、还有十二因缘这三个观念要特别的花时间去做深入的了解。在八正道里面的第一个正道就是要正见。那有了正见以后呢，我们能够根据佛这些正确的观念，然后付诸于行为上面，这样子的话呢，我们就能够离苦得乐。
Okay, Now most of that's really sort of a review of what we talked about a little bit last time, but I'm a believer in repetition. I came up here and listened to this talks for a long time, and then it would be like 3 years after listening to a concept, 3 years, I would suddenly something would happen, and I'd think, oh, that's me. Maybe I just have maybe karmic obstacles, but in any event, repetition is good for you. Do it over and over and over again. We'll talk about why that's so important in a minute. But now let's get to the links themselves. Okay. Do you want to translate that? You don't have
to. 我们刚讲的呢，这上礼拜都曾经提到过了哈。那我这个人呢，学一样东西的时候呢，我喜欢一直重复，一直重复的听，重复的看啊，一直重复，直到有一天真正能够了解到那其中的真意。所以呢，其实重复讲同样的道理啊，重复听同样的道理，其实不见得是一件坏事，至少对我个人来讲是非常受用的。所以为什么今天我又重复提到我上个礼拜所提到的一些道理，四圣谛、三法印、十二因缘啊，对于这个空的这些观念啊，我又再强调在这里又先强调它，是因为我是认为重复的提到这些非常重要的道理呢啊，对大家对我个人是很有帮助的。
Okay. Here they are, the 12 links. Now the way this is, works, you may have heard this, that you can think of it as representing three separate lifetimes in the existence of a sentient being. A sentient being as it's traveling through the cycle of rebirths that I think most of you have heard of, samsara. The first lifetime is from 1 to 3 here. That's one lifetime. Then there's another lifetime that comes all the way around here to birth. This is the biggest one. Goes from here to here. And then the third lifetime is down here, just these last two. So I'll put those marks there. But so this is a life, and this is another life, and then this is the third life. And notice it's a circle. You come back here. So actions you take here affect all of this, but then when you're born again, the ignorance that you're born with here is going to be affected by the karma that you developed in earlier lives. Okay? It's a cycle. When you don't understand what things are like, it becomes a vicious cycle. You get trapped. It's called a chain, the 12-linked chain. Okay. If you don't understand, you can get caught, and it can seem like you never get out. But you can get out. And once you've learned how to do that, you can reverse the process, and it can become a virtuous cycle.
现在我们就开始讲这个十二因缘。那十二因缘它是整个这个可以分成三个时空，第一到第三就是无名、行、识这三个可以说是一个时空。那从这个名色一直到这个有，又是一个时空。从这个生老死，这是第三个时空。那基本上。一般的众生呢，就是在这个生死这十二因缘里面轮回啊，生死就是这样轮回。可是佛讲的这个佛法里面提到的一些教义呢，可以让我们断掉这个循环，断掉这个因缘十二因缘法，让我们能够逆着转过去，让我们变成这个善的环，而不是一种生死这个恶的这个循环。
All right, Well, the first link is ignorance, as I've said. We are born ignorant. That is the source of all our problems. Buddhism stresses that the ultimate source of all our suffering is this ignorance thing. We don't know what's really going on. And that leads us to make mistakes from which we develop karma, which leads us to make even more mistakes, and we get caught up in a vicious circle.
第一个就是无明，刚刚我稍微提到了一下，这个无明呢，就是因为我们对这个世间法的真相不了解，因为不了解呢，所以我们就一直在做一些受苦报，就是也受苦业受苦报，一直这样子循环，就是因为我们第一个我们无明对这个真理这个不了解。 所以我们一直是在这个十二因缘这个流转中一直这样子旋转而不出来。Okay,
now this ignorance leads us causes us to be under the influence of various other negative mental states that can arise. These are called vexations around here. That's the English that we use here to refer to these things. In Sanskrit, they're called klesas, K-L-E-S-A-S. But these are negative mental states, and they are the source, the ultimate source of all the trouble that we go through. Largely what we're trying to do in Buddhist training is learn to understand what these mental states are. Recognize when we are falling under their spell, which will happen to all of us, but remain mindful so that you know, gosh, I'm starting to get a little bit angry here or something. You notice it, and because you notice it, you can cut it off. That is to say, you don't allow the negative mental state to control you. You step back, step away from it, detach yourself from it. Okay.
第二个所谓的行，是因为我们无明，所以我们造了一些种种的一些负面的一些行为，做了一些负面的行为。那这些行为呢，会造成一种业的力量。那这业力呢，就让我们会起烦恼，对这些所谓的这个心理、生理上的一些负面上的一些。 烦恼会出来。那佛家教我们的一些佛所教我们的一些方法、一些观念，就是要针对我们的这个烦恼来怎么样去征服它。当我们的这个心或是生起烦恼的时候呢，应该是要怎么样去熄灭它这样子的话，我们就能够不受这些烦恼所影响。所以第二个所谓的行。
也就是这个跟这个业息息相关的。Okay, now ignorance itself is a klesa. It's the basic root klesa, the real problem. If you can uproot ignorance, then you're enlightened. It's that simple. If you really have no ignorance whatsoever, no traces of it, that's enlightenment.
无明呢，可以说是一切这苦的根本哈，所以我们能够断无明的话呢，那这样子的话，我们就能够断掉一切的烦恼。Now
all the other klesas sort of grow out of ignorance, and that's why if you uproot the ignorance, really uproot it, the other klesas just sort of die on their own. The analogy is it's like a tree. Well, if you actually uproot the tree and pull it right out of the ground, so there's no roots at all. Well, obviously, the leaves and the branches and so on are going to die, right? Because you've uprooted the central problem.
所以呢，如果所以说，因为无明是所有烦恼的根本，就等于是像一棵树一样，它是它的那个树的根啊。如果今天我们能够把这个无明这个根拔掉以后呢，那虽然这个一下子一些烦恼，就像那个叶子啊。 或是那个树树的那些树枝啊，也许还会在那里，可是因为根已经拔掉了，这个叶子和这些树枝经过一段时间自然的也会消灭掉。所以所以最强调的佛法最强调的就是要针对这个无明这个烦恼的根啊，怎么样去征服它，怎么样去拔除它。
Now the two big types of two big categories of klesha that come right under ignorance, those are greed and aversion or hatred. Greed is sometimes called desire or lust or various things, but greed refers to any impulse that you have to go out into the world and grasp something and hold it to you, a feeling, I need this, I really want this. Now we all have feelings like that, some of which are not really anything to worry about. Buddhism does not, for example, teach that you should starve to death. That's not, no, don't starve to death if you can avoid it. What does that mean? Well, that means that at some point in your life, you're going to feel a little hunger. Well, no reason not to eat if you're hungry. Okay? I mean, but that's, you know, that sort of reasonable thing is always there. But anytime you develop a sort of, intense and uncontrollable desire for something, you're under the influence of a vexation at that point. That's the vexation that's referred to as greed, sometimes lust, various other things.
那从无明衍出来的一些烦恼，有三种最根本的烦恼，就是贪、嗔还有痴。那这个贪呢，这个贪并不是是说啊，今天你肚子饿了啊，你又忍着不去吃啊，因为怕有这个贪念。这个肚子饿了该吃饭就要吃啊，这个佛法并不是说啊让你去饿，一直饿下去啊，因为不可以有这种贪念。这个贪呢是说对一种好像看到的一个东西，好像没有办法控制自己的一种想要去争取它，想要去抓住它，想要去想要去用种种的方法去拥有它。这个是佛法讲到的一种贪啊。那这样子的话，那当你发现自己有这样子的这种心理现象的时候呢，你应该很清楚的知道啊，你又被这个贪的这个烦恼所操纵了。这个你必须要很清楚。
Alright, now the other big category is hatred or aversion. This is the pushing away. Now greed is like pulling towards you, I want this, I want to hold this right here. Hatred is anything that's, I don't want this, I really don't like this as a matter of fact. Please, keep it away, keep it away, keep it away. Now, that sometimes, you know, it can be anger, hatred, aversion, various different, English language, terms are used for this basic idea, which is a desire to have things to be other than the way they are.
第二个是嗔的观念，那嗔的观念不只是就是，基本上解释嗔呢，就是说对于一些事情不喜欢，想要把它排掉啊，让就把它推开来啊，基本上是这样子。就是说，在演出的嗔里面呢，有一些有恨啊，或是一种起坏意，或者是一种相反，就是一种负面的一种心理的一些活动，这些都包括在这个嗔里面啊。那跟这个贪正好相反，贪它是想要抓进啊，想要拥有，想要让把这个贪是一种想要抓进来的，那嗔是一种想要推出去的一种心理的活动。
Okay, now once again, it's, you know, obviously there's certain things in ordinary life that, you know, it's okay to have a little aversion in the sense that, you know, it's a negative situation, you want to make the situation better, go ahead and make it better. The whole question is whether you've gone to an extreme internally and become obsessed or incredibly angry, whether you're lashing out and hurting somebody else. Those are things that are not so good, but you know, if you're walking down on the sidewalk and you happen to have a pebble in your shoe, and every time you step down it hurts your foot, well, Buddhism is not saying that you have to keep walking with a pebble in your shoe. You know, take your shoe off and take the pebble out and put your shoe back on and go on about your business. There's nothing wrong with that kind of thing. But when you start to lash out at others in anger and so on, when, you know, injuries start to occur and so on, well, then something has happened. The vexation has begun to take over.
这个嗔呢，解释嗔呢，这主要还是跟刚刚解释贪是一样的，就是说，看到一个现象或是人或是事，起了一些心理的一些负面的一些反应哈。那这个负面反应呢，并不是说，今天如果你走路，鞋子里面有一个小石头，那很明显的这个小石头让你走起来很不舒服。 那佛法并不是说，那你就一直还是要让这个小石头在你的鞋子里面这样走啊，而是有一个小石头，就把这个石头拿出来啊，然后继续再把鞋子穿起来继续走啊，这并不是嗔啊，那嗔最主要就是说一种对一些人或是事就起了非常极大的一种负面的一种心理的活动，那这样子的话就会有起烦恼。 那这个时候呢，你就要知道这是一个嗔，要知道要怎么样去熄灭它。
Okay, now if you understand the basic teachings, you know, the three seals, for example, you won't, and you really live in that, in the spirit of these teachings, you won't really see any point in becoming lustful or angry about things. You know, if you're you have a strong desire to get a new car and you have to have a certain kind of car or you won't be happy. Well, you should remind yourself, you should sit back and just think about the fact that the car is not permanent. Is this car really going to solve all your problems? I mean, sit back and really think about it. In the spirit of the three seals of the Dharma, you'll realize, well, no, it's not really all that important. And going through that process constantly as you go through the world can help you to gain some control over your vexations. The same thing with situations where somebody's insulted you or something, you get angry, you might want to snap back at them. Well, if you remember, you know, the three seals, you know, well, it's not permanent. Some kind of thing happened to them. Also, in this sort of situation, it's always good to think about the fact that whatever this other person is doing is a function of their own causes and conditions. You know, there's a reason for, you know, they're doing what they're doing for a reason, and you can learn to approach them with compassion, which is ultimately what Buddhism wants us to do. And you know, with practice over time, you get better at doing this, and you're less likely to get angry, you're less likely to fall victim to the vexation. But it won't happen right away, and it takes work. You've got to keep doing it. Remember, we've all had thousands and thousands of lifetimes in which we've been trapped in this cycle, and so all these bad habits that we have, which have developed out of ignorance, are very deeply ingrained. They're very deeply ingrained. Even if you've figured out intellectually that they're bad for you and you want to stop them, you won't be able to do it all the time because you're going to automatically react with aversion or with lust because that's just the way we are. You know, we're wired up that way. That'll happen. So it's a process over time. You've got to just start practicing.
刚刚讲的这些贪呢，这些嗔呢，当我们起了这些烦恼的时候呢，就需要马上用佛法的观念来针对他们，像说用三法印的观念啊，当我们看到一个很漂亮的新车啊，觉得我一定要想要它，不然的话我就会不快乐，这个时候马上 提起这个三法里面提到的这个无常的观念啊，这个车会永远存在吗？会永远是这样子新这样子漂亮吗？啊，它这个车子真的能够解决我烦恼一切烦恼的这些问题吗？啊，一点一点这样子一直追问下去啊，用这个把真的是把这个佛法的这个三法印的这精神用在这个日常生活上啊，你就会发现这个车不可能会永远存在，这个车也不会一直解决我所有的烦恼啊，这样子的话你就不会这么起这么大的这种贪念，想要去拥有它，想要尽一切的力量去争取它啊。另外呢，或者是别人数落你一阵，骂了你一些你不喜欢听的这些话，马上这个嗔念起了之后呢，马上回到这个又用这个三法印的观念啊，这个事情的发生，他会骂我，也是因为有一些有他背后的原因的，那这个也是不会永远存在的，也是无常的，所以被骂没关系，骂完以后慢慢它就消失了，所以这个当你这个嗔念嗔心起来的时候呢，马上用三法印去针对它，这样子你这个嗔心慢慢就可以熄灭掉。当然呢，这个观念上比较容易懂，可是真正能够在事情显现的时候真正能够做到是不是那么容易的，因为我们已经累生累世在这个十恶因缘与这个烦恼这个轮回里面转了不知道多少世，所以我们每生每世所积下的这些不好的习气一直都会现在是会左右我们对于事情我们面对事情的时候会左右我们，可是没有关系，只要就是说对这个基本的道理了解了，然后事情发生的时候记得了，就赶快去运用它，赶快去用佛法的观念一直一直这样练习，总有一天你会成功的。
Okay, so now we've already sort of inched our way over into the second of the 12 links, which is action or karma. Okay, now this is where, because of the ignorance that we're born with, has conditioned the actions we take.And that means it's conditioning the karma that we're developing in this lifetime. And also, you know, the things that happen to us are the result of karma that we developed in previous lifetimes. But so as I was saying, this is where basically if you have an exaggerated sense of your own importance, somebody slights you in some way, you might overreact and lash out at the person. That'sYou're creating negative karma for yourself. The fact that that happened to you is a result of negative karma you already created, but you get new karma because you don't react to it, to the new event appropriately. Once again, if you have a very strong desire to obtain something, say a promotion at work, or you're in love with another person and that person's not really that responsive to your desires,you need money and, you know, you really want to get your hands on some money in some way or other. All of these are examples, but then you don't get it. You know, you don't get what you want. And you really want it. It's an important thing. You're in love with somebody, but it doesn't work out. We all know that hurts. You know, that can hurt for a while. Okay? It really does. All right. Well, if we have a better understanding of the way the world really works and so on, that kind of thing should not cause us to suffer nearly as much. And it should prevent us from taking actions which will have a negative effect on us later by producing negative karma.
第二个讲的这个行，那是因为业力所造，因为我们是无明，所以造成我们今天生出来是这样子的一个是这样子的一个身体。同时呢，因为是过去所造的一些业，所以业力的显现，所以会一些事情会发生在我们周遭上，比如说被老板恶骂。 或是或是想要追的这些这些追追想要追到的这想要去追到的爱人他就是你就是追不到他，或者是你想要升官你总是就升不了，或者是你想要需要钱那钱也不来，像这些种种的这些这些事情发生在你的身上事实上都是一些业力的显现，都是你过去生中曾经造的一些不好的现象，所以在这一生里面显现出来了。那一般人对这个业力的观念不了解呢，在发生不好的事情的在自己身上的时候呢，就会去做对于这一些事情呢做一些更又做了一些不好的一些行为反应的行为。那因为是这样子，又对于未来的这个你的下一生呢，又造了一些又积了一些不好的这些业力的一些这些影响的这不好的这个业力又积存在又制造出来了。所以呢，现在我们所要讲的就是让对这个十二因缘，如果你了解到的话，对于你这一生所发生的一些你认为负面的一些不好的这些事情发生在你身上的时候呢，你不要去对它再做出一些不好的一些反应或者不好的一些行为，这样子的话你就可以防止你呢在对你未来生造的一些不好的一些业受了一些不好的果报。
Okay, so now we've created some karma. That moves us into the third consciousness, the third link, which is called consciousness here. Now that obviously is a sort of broad term in English, and it can mean a whole lot of different things. So what's meant here really is the karmic force that's going to be carried over into the next lifetime. Name and form, number four, that's a new lifetime. But this consciousness, what we're referring to there, is the effect of all the karma that we've developed in this lifetime, and that is what is going to cross over, transmigrate, into the next lifetime. Now, this is a big issue in Buddhism. Many of you, if you know, that different schools of Buddhism talk about exactly how this process of transmigration occurs in somewhat different terms. But all Orthodox Buddhist systems believe in karma, and they all believe that the karma is in some way or other transferred from one lifetime to the next lifetime in the cycle of rebirth. Okay? Now, Shifu uses quite often in describing this, he uses something that comes from the consciousness-only school, the Yogacara school, where they talk about a storehouse consciousness. It would be the eighth consciousness in their system, which is, the idea of which is that's where all the karmic seeds are planted. The way they think about it is whenever you develop new karma in this lifetime, seeds are being planted in this storehouse consciousness. Then, when causes and conditions are appropriate and they water the seeds appropriately, those seeds come to life. They come back into fruition and new events will occur. So this storehouse consciousness is carrying the seeds from the previous lives. These seeds will flower into certain events when conditions are appropriate. New karma will be created. That means new seeds are put into this storehouse consciousness. And then the storehouse consciousness transmigrates into the next lifetime. That's the idea. Now, how is this different from a soul? And that the typical idea of a soul that transmigrates? This thing is subject to causes and conditions. Right? What I just described, this eighth consciousness, it's changing. The old seeds come out, new seeds go in. The eighth consciousness that goes from one life to the next life is not exactly the same as the eighth consciousness that then makes the next step after the end of the middle life, right? You know, there'll be changes. You know, it comes and goes. It is affected by causes and conditions.
第三个呢是世， 这个事呢最主要就是讲的就是业力的一个观念啊。那今天我们现在所受的这些所谓的报，就是因为我们过去生所造的一些业，那形成了一些业力，那在今生呢因为各种因缘的成熟了，所以就发生就显现出来了。那像佛家的唯识派里面讲说所有我们所造的一些行为都会就像种了一个种子，对于种在我们的第八赖耶识这个里面第八识里面，好像我们我们在这一生里面所造的所有的一些行为都会好像是种了一个种子放在第八识里面啊。那我们今天所遭受的这一生所遭受呢的现象是过去世的一些种子，这个业的种子在这一世因为因缘成熟了，所以就显现出来了。所以这整个这个业的个观念就是说我们过去生过去累生累世做的一些行为，它有一种等于是说为这一生现在发生的这个现象，这些种子呢一些种子发芽因为各种因缘的这个条件具足了，所以就在这一生等于是发芽成熟。那一些在还没有发芽还没有在显现出来的这个种子呢，在我们下一生又会带下去就跟着，就等于是跟着一直是转世下去。只要就是说我们一直活在这个十二因缘这个生死这个因缘这个轮回里面，这个业力就会一直跟着我们。那这个跟一般宗教讲的这个灵魂这个观念不同，因为这个灵魂呢这个是不受因缘法的所操纵的。那我们所谓的业力是跟因缘法是受因缘所操纵的，因为如果因缘不成熟，那这个种子就不会发芽成长。那因缘成熟以后种在我们这个八世这个田中里面的这个种子它就会发现出来。
Alright, so the eighth consciousness, the storehouse consciousness transmigrates. Now that's where we get up to four, name and form. The name and form is just a funny way to refer to the fetus. Okay, it's the name part is all the mental stuff. Form, as you may know, is the physical stuff. But this consciousness, which is carrying the karmic seeds, enters into the new fetus. Traditional Buddhism would say it enters at the time of conception, I know this is a politically difficult issue, but traditional Buddhists would say that abortion is not a good thing, because they would say that the fetus, once it's a human life, you know, because it happens right at conception. I can't hide that from you. I know it's a political hot potato, but anyway.
第四个因缘是名色，这个名色所指的就是这个胚胎啊，就是一个生命的这个开始要长出来，已经发生了这个胚胎啊，已经这个形成了啊，最主要就是讲这个生命最刚开始的那个胎已经开始形成了，就是用名色来解释它。
Alright, so now we've got a new fetus and it's got a consciousness in it. Well, it starts to grow. And what develops are what are called the six entrances. That's number five. Now this is important. It's important to notice what's important to Buddhism. This refers to eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind, which are the five sense organs that we all understand, but also mind. As you may know, in Buddhism, they talk about the mind as being sort of like the sense organs in the sense that things that arise in our minds can affect our mental states very much in the same way that things that come in to us from the outside world through our sense organs can affect our mental states. They can give rise to grasping give rise to aversion. They can be the sources of vexation.
接下来就是六欲。那六欲里面包括眼耳鼻舌身意。这个眼耳鼻舌身意这个第六个哈是就等于我们说的六根哈，这个意是因为这个意呢是我们这个脑部的一些活动。因为这个意在佛教来解释就是说跟这个前面的这个五根眼耳鼻舌是很相似，就是说对于外界接触到外界的一些现象的时候呢，脑部发生的一些反应呢就会让这个众生呢做出一些行为来，就跟这个眼耳鼻舌身这个五根对外界的接触的时候呢就会造成一些行为就会做出一些行为，是同样的一种反应的现象，所以把它排在这个眼耳鼻舌身里面。所以一根跟前面的五根排在一起，是因为他们这个脑部的一些起的一些对外界现象做的一些反应，跟这个我们的这个身这个这个触根哈，就是眼耳鼻舌身意眼耳鼻舌这五根，它所做的一些活动是很类似的，所以排在这里。
All right, now when the sense organs have developed, eventually we will have contact with the environment. That's number six. It's just contact with the environment through the sense organs.
那六根形成了以后呢？接下来就是因为有六根，所以就开始有这个触的这个活动，就是跟外界的这个六尘有接触了。
Now that contact produces sensations. You smell something that smells good. The sensations are either positive, negative, or neutral. That's the way it's usually talked about.
接下来就是受，因为你接触了以后就有一种感受就产生来了。那这感受呢有三种感受，一个是喜欢不喜欢，或是一种中性的没有说喜欢或也没有说不喜欢，就有三种感受就产生了。
Alright, now this sensation, this is very important actually. How we react to our sensations is a very key thing in Buddhism. Part of what the training is to learn to not get too excited when we have a good sensation, not get too upset when we have a bad one. It's that overreaction to these things that ultimately causes our problems. That's what number eight is talking about when it says desire. Now this could also mean, this generally, the desire could also include aversion and so on. We have a sensation, it's pleasant.We like it. We desire more. We have a sensation. It's not pleasant. We don't like it. We wish it would go away.
那就跟外界跟这种感受产生了以后，就是说中性的喜欢不喜欢感受以后呢，就接下来的就是爱。那这个爱里面解释的不只是对喜欢的哈想要去追抓住它，那也包括了就是。不喜欢的东西想要去把它把它排掉它去除它所以这一环呢就是受跟这个受这一环呢非常的重要，因为佛法里面教我们的就是当我们对外界接触产生的反应的时候呢要怎么样处理这样的反应，短就基本上就是说对一些很重大的一些反应，比如说非常的喜欢的时候呢，我们要特别的注意了，或者非常的讨厌，这些就是很非常很就是比较就是说比较大的一种反应的时候呢，我们必须要特别的注意它，用佛法的一些方法教我们怎么样去针对这样子非常喜欢非常讨厌的这种感受。
Okay, well, I think we'll get through this in time, but maybe not. Just somebody would do this. What? Okay, yeah, 4 minutes. All right. Well, we've got 4 links and 4 minutes. All right. Now we can do it. All right. Desire. We start to like things and we start to not like them. Grasping is just when this becomes excessive. We overindulge in it. We want it more, 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 or we really, 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 really hate it. So this is just desire or aversion, but too much, over the top.
因为有这个爱啊、产生了，所以就想要去取，取就是就很想要有这个，或是很不想要有这个。
Okay, existence, this one's funny the way it's translated, but this just means that we've done enough grasping so that now we have a karmic potential that's made inevitable a new lifetime. Grasping, a lot of grasping, eventually you get, it builds up, you know you're going to be born again.
第十个有，他这个就是说，因为我们一直去取，一直去取，一直去取，所以造成了这个业力，这个被下就是转生的这个业力就形成了，所以就是说我们又会出生，就是在这个一直取一直取的这种业力的这个影响下，这个有未来生命的这个现象就产生了。
Okay, and so what happens? Well, then there's a new birth into the third of the three lifetimes, and that new birth, of course.In the natural course of things, leads eventually to aging and death in the third lifetime.
因为这个业力下一生被又会有下一生的这个业力已经形成了，所以很自然的下一个就是生啊，这个就是我们又出生了。那因为有出生，就会有老死的现象，所以这整个十二因缘就是这样。
All right, now how do we practice with this?Contemplate. Just look at the first three. That'll tell us. I was saying, think about the fact that things aren't permanent. Think about the fact of the Four Noble Truths. Why do you suffer? It's because you get caught up in this desire, these aversions. Just think about it. Spend some time thinking about it every day. Over time, it'll start to have an effect.How do you contemplate action? But here, basically, what you want to do is be mindful of what's going on in your mind. Know when vexations are in control. When you see vexations arise, you don't have to fight with the vexations. That's actually putting another vexation on top of the first one. Just watch it. If you can say to yourself, oh, look at that, I'm getting angry. That will weaken the anger.Repetitive, doing this repetitively over time, you do in fact start to develop the ability to control the vexations rather than allowing the vexations to control you.
那怎么样能够用佛法的观念来让我们断掉这个十二因缘的这种操纵我们的这种业力呢？那就叫实时用观的方法。那观的方法呢，就是我刚刚提到的四圣谛，还有这个无常、无我，还有空的这些观念。当我们身心起了非常大烦恼的时候呢，马上用观的方法啊，知道这一切都是无常、无我、空，然后一直观，就重复的这样子去练习它，一直练习练习，总有一天我们就会断这个十二因缘。
All right, and the last one in that first life again, consciousness. Just remind yourself of the law of karma. It does exist. Your consciousness will be affected by what you do. When you move into the next life, you know, it could be good, it could be bad. But also, from the Mahayana perspective, understand that all of this stuff is shunyata. You know, you don't have to be unhappy about things that most people would be unhappy about.Abraham Lincoln, that famous Buddhist, once said, most people are just about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Okay? Very Buddhistic statement in a certain way. You can, through controlling your own attitudes, and you know, you can learn to get a grip on this. It's hard because the ignorance is deep ingrained from, you know, held energy from thousands of lifetimes. So you make mistakes over and over again. Just throw, same mind in mind.Get a mistake, go on, start over. That's what we're all doing. Okay, let's go back and try again.
Okay, I guess it's time, so we'll stop here.